Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Wool Soyinka. W-O-L-E Wool S-O-Y-I-N-K-A Soyinka. Now Wool Soyinka is originally from Nigeria and by profession he's a playwright. And along with being a playwright, he's also a political activist. And let me tell you one more fact about Wool Soyinka, that in the year 1986, he was also awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. Okay? And the reason that the Nobel Committee gave is that the works that Wool Soyinka wrote have a very wide cultural perspective and poetic overtones fashioning the drama of existence. Okay? Within quotes, hai. Wide cultural perspective and poetic overtones fashioning the drama of existence. So this is what the Nobel Committee said while giving the prize. Now after that, also keep in mind that Soyinka was born into a Yoruba family in Nigeria. And what is the spelling of Yoruba? Y-O-R-U-B-A. Okay? And basically Yoruba is a ethnic group. Okay? It is a community that is generally found in West Africa, in parts of Nigeria, in neighboring countries such as Togo and Benin. Okay, so all of these three countries are countries in Africa, Nigeria, Benin and Togo. And even in his writings, Wool Soyinka reflects his deep engagement with Yoruba culture. His writings incorporate elements of Yoruba proverbs, idioms, rhythms, and along with this, he also draws from some Western literary traditions, okay? Whether it be from classical mythology or contemporary politics. Along with this, another aspect that you will find in the works of Wool Soyinka is that his works are often infused with a very strong sense of political engagement and social critique. Okay? He uses satire, he uses irony as well as allegory to expose corruption, injustice as well as the abuse of power. Okay? And in his writings, he also uses wit and satire to expose the absurdities of human behavior and to challenge conventional ways of thinking. Okay? Now, along with this, as I told you that he is a Nigerian playwright as well as a political activist. And he has for a very long time been an advocate or a supporter of democracy in Nigeria. And because of this, he has also been a very strong critic, okay? A very strong critic of dictatorship. So he has been critical of military dictatorship both in Nigeria as well as in neighboring countries of Africa. He is also critical of any kind of political tyranny. Okay, so maan lo chuni hui sarkar jo hai tyrannical ban jaye. So he is also critical of that. And because of the criticism that he did of various military dictatorships in Africa, whether it be in Nigeria or neighboring countries, because of the criticism, he was also imprisoned, matlab inko jail bhi bhej diya gaya tha, and for some years he also had to flee from Nigeria. And another reason why the Nigerian regime of that time was against Wool Soyinka is because Soyinka supported a secessionist movement that was ongoing in Nigeria at that time. And that region ka naam tha Biafra, B-I-A-F-R-A. Now, if you are aware of the history of Nigeria, there was a secessionist war within Nigeria, a kind of civil war, but ultimately the federal government of Nigeria won and the secessionist movement was stamped out. But Wool Soyinka supported this state, this secessionist state. That is why he was also imprisoned while he was in Nigeria. Okay? Now, after that, coming to the works of Wool Soyinka. Now, the first important play that he wrote is called A Dance of the Forests. Okay? A Dance of the Forests, which came out in 1960. Now, this play satirizes the newly formed nation by stripping it of any romantic legend and by showing that the present is no more a golden age than was the past. Matlab ye samajh lo ki just as India became independent one day, similar was the case with Nigeria. Nigeria also gained independence from imperial rule, from colonial rule. Yet, there were so many other problems in the country itself that Wool Soyinka was critical about. So yes, he was always supportive of democracy, but at the same time, he pointed out the flaws in democracy. Okay? After that, some other plays that he has written, which you should definitely know about. One is called The Lion and the Jewel. Okay? The Lion and the Jewel. Uske baad, The Strong Breed. Okay? The Strong Breed. Now, The Lion and the Jewel came out in 1963. The Strong Breed also came out in 1963. Uske baad, Congi's Harvest. Okay? K-O-N-G-I. Congi's Harvest. This came out in 1967. ठीक है. उसके बाद एक और इनका प्ले है, इट्स कॉल्ड द रोड, ठीक है, द रोड विच केम आउट इन 1965. उसके बाद दो और प्लेज हैं इनके जो कि आपको पता होने चाहिए. वन इज कॉल्ड मैडमैन एंड स्पेशलिस्ट्स, ठीक है, मैडमैन एंड स्पेशलिस्ट्स, दिस वाज पब्लिश्ड इन 1971. उसके बाद एक और है डेथ एंड द किंग्स हॉर्समैन, ठीक है, डेथ एंड द किंग्स हॉर्समैन, दिस केम आउट इन 1975. Now, along with being a playwright, Soyinka has also written plenty of novels and an important work of criticism. With respect to the novel that he has written, the important novels, one is called The Interpreters. Okay, The Interpreters. This came out in 1965. Uske baad ek aur inka work hai, it's very famous. It's called Chronicles from the Land of the Happiest People on Earth. Okay, Chronicles from the Land of the Happiest People on Earth. This came out in 2021, जो कि काफी recent है. Now, happiest people on earth क्यों title है? वो इसलिए because in the year 2003, Nigeria was declared the happiest country of the world. Right? You might have read about or heard about the happiness index that is usually published by some organization in the West. ठीक है? हर country को measure करते हैं एक index पे, happiness index पे. Even India's happiness is measured. But in the year 2003, Nigeria was, according to that index, the happiest country in the world. तो इसीलिए ये title है इनके novel का, Chronicles from the Land of the Happiest People on Earth. ठीक है? Now, after that, the work of criticism that he has published, this is called Myth, Literature and the African World. Okay, Myth, Literature and the African World. This came out in 1976. And in this critical work, this is basically a collection of essays. Okay, a collection of essays in which he examines the role of the artist in the light of Yoruba mythology and symbolism. Okay, so from an exam point of view, just remember that Wool Soyinka was one of the first Africans to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. In particular, first black African. ठीक है. After that, he's famous as a playwright. He's known for his satirical style in his writings. Along with this, he's a political activist who supports democracy and freedom. After that, you should be aware of the names of his important works. ठीक है. For instance, A Dance of the Forests. ये काफी important है. उसके बाद, The Lion and the Jewel. After that, The Strong Breed. उसके बाद, Congee's Harvest. Then The Road, ठीक है, उसके बाद Madmen and Specialists, then Death and the King's Horseman. After that, as I told you that he has also written some novels, his novels such as The Interpreters, ठीक है, The Interpreters, उसके बाद Chronicles from the Land of the Happiest People on Earth. And then finally, a work of criticism, which is just a collection of essays. The title is Myth, Literature and the African World, ठीक है.